Hello and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast, live from Ashton Gate, Bristol City's football stadium in Bristol. Surprisingly, you probably worked that a little bit out. It's just turned Tuesday lunchtime. I'm going to stick with calling it a crisp day in Bristol today, which I think is fairly accurate. I'm James Marriott, but it's not about me, it's about our guest. So would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, hi, I'm Kato. I am a business development and marketing executive at Rivium Digital Care, which is a software company that provides a care coordination platform for healthcare, social care, and third sector organizations.
What kind of size would you describe the organization as?
Small. We are 25 people. Okay. So I am the only marketing person in our team. But it's good fun. It's nice to know everybody very closely.
I enjoy talking to people who are kind of like a solo marketing outfit, because generally it seems that that allows you a degree of freedom to kind of do a few things that you really want to do. But also, of course, comes with quite a lot of pressure, because whatever you decide to do, you've got to do it. So
yes.
What's your take on that idea of being like a one-person marketing department?
I really enjoy it, but it's also quite hard sometimes. But I think I've got my manager. Currently at the company, she doesn't do marketing, but she's got a background in marketing, so she's got more than 20 years of experience. So if there's anything that I'm struggling with, or if I've got questions about anything, I can just go to her and she gives me very good guidance. So I'm quite lucky in that aspect. But I do very enjoy just the whole fact of, okay, we got to do this, how do we do this, let's go for it, or just come up with own ideas and everything.
I love being self-employed because it means I've only got to answer to myself.
Yeah.
I've managed big teams in the past, and that's brilliant in its own way, but obviously you get to that point where you're like, oh, I'll just do it myself. So there is something great about just having control over your destiny. That sounded very profound.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are you working on at the moment?
I do a range of things. I'm responsible for the website, for the LinkedIn, for events as well. So we had an event in London, I think, Nursing Times event, which was really fun, where we exhibit. I'm also with two other colleagues of mine, we're responsible for getting in touch with charities and everything.
Okay.
To see how we can help them, how we can fundraise and all that kind of stuff. So this year we have done a charity cake sale, and I was a big part of organizing that, which I really enjoyed. Yeah, it's a bit of everything. That all comes together into one thing, but I think sometimes it's a bit hard to know what to prioritize because they just keep giving me things to do. So I do ask a little bit of help with that. But yeah.
So, I mean, in this situation, I'm going to say, sadly, this is a marketing podcast, because I now just want to talk about cakes.
Yes.
So one of the podcasts that I produce is a legal podcast. And I don't know how this happened, but the guy that presents it once got talking about baking with one of the guests, and now asks every guest that comes on, talking about quite complex legal scenarios, and then they talk about baking and cakes. And I'm like, that's kind of the dream, to do a podcast where you can talk about what your favourite cake is. And did you do any baking for the cake sale?
So I personally didn't, because I just came back from a holiday the day before, and then yeah, I didn't have time to do it.
I'm gonna let you off. That's a fair excuse.
Yeah,
that's a fair excuse.
I would have, but yeah, I didn't have time, unfortunately. But we did have a lot of our colleagues baking cakes, and we also got some donations from very good cake shops and bakeries in Bath. So it's very nice.
Let me throw a bit of a scenario at you. So let's imagine your boss comes in one day and goes, right, great, okay, we're in a position whereby we can now expand. We're going to bring in some more people to help you and work on stuff within kind of marketing. What's on your wish list? What would you like to do in the future?
Wow. I think it would be good for me to have someone that guides me more towards the product side of the whole marketing. Because I think I do need some guidance in
how we can market our products properly, because our target audience is very niche. It's all healthcare and local governments and everything, and it's very hard to reach them sometimes. Yeah. So it would be good to get some more insights on how we do that properly.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay. A little birdie told me that you're developing an app at the moment.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Yes, we are. It's very exciting. It's an app. It's basically a clutter classification app. It's AI. So we have been working very closely with our developers to create a, I'm not very good at all, the whole tech stuff, but it's a neural network or something of a kind. But basically, very easily explained, you take a photo of a room and it gives you a score of how cluttered the room is. It's based on the international clutter classification scale. So it's designed to help social workers who get into contact with people who have a lot of clutter, for fire professional, like fire, what do you call it? But people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, fire professionals and everybody who gets into contact with clutter, really.
That's really interesting. When you started saying that, I thought, oh, that sounds quite cute. But actually, there's a real serious side to that as well. And
yeah,
I've never heard of anything that can do that before. So that kind of sounds quite unique as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because we work very closely with our customers. And after talking to them, the discharge, the hospital discharge side of the of our customers, they said, like, we've got really problems with getting people discharged, because if people are getting picked up with the ambulance, for example, and they say, oh, their house is very cluttered, that can keep them into hospital until somebody goes over there and, like, says, okay, yeah, we need more help for them, yes or no. And we are trying to create this app to help them, that somebody else, like a family member, for example, can take the photo and then it gets sent to the hospital saying, this is a number. Are you agreeing? It's not replacing anyone.
Yep.
It's there to guide, basically.
Yeah, no, that sounds help. Sounds like a really useful tool for people.
Yeah.
You mentioned that it's kind of built around AI. It would be unusual for us to do a marketing podcast and not end up talking about it a little bit. You said earlier you're not particularly clued up on the tech side of things. Where do you stand on AI? How much are you kind of using it in your day-to-day? And what's your overall thoughts in terms of where we're going?
I mean, I think AI is great if used correctly. Like, I use AI quite a lot because obviously I'm only one person. And it's easy to be like, I need this, give me like a structure on how to do this and everything.
Yeah.
Or like
brilliant in your situation, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and like if my brain is struggling on a Monday morning, I'm like, how do I phrase this? I just ask ChatGPT and he's like, and I'm like, yes, thank you very much. That's exactly what I want to say.
Brilliant.
So yeah, I do use it, and I think it's very helpful, but when used, like, not overly used. That makes sense.
Would you have any, and I'm really putting you on the spot with this question, any advice to other people who are maybe in similar roles in terms of being that one person kind of marketing team, or, you know, maybe they make a move into a new role and find themselves in that situation? What would your advice to someone doing a similar thing?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Like, go to your colleagues. If there's a piece that you're writing about something that you're not very familiar with, go to them and ask them to explain, ask them to write maybe something. Like, the people can't expect that you know everything in the world. So I think that's my main tip is go talk to your colleagues and ask for advice, ask for what does this mean?
Love that, yeah. We're nearly out of time, actually, but I did want to ask you just a little bit about your day at Marketing Showcase so far, because I didn't ask you this before we started recording, so I might say something really silly here, but I think you've been to one or two of the seminars this morning. Any kind of key sort of takeaways or anything from today so far that you're going to take back to your desk tomorrow?
Yes, so I just finished the web box, and it was very interesting to get all the tips, and I will definitely like look at my notes, and I'll go over there right now to get all the notes and PowerPoint presentation that they did, because it was very interesting, and I think I would definitely use it to optimize our website, really.
Awesome. Good stuff. Thank you very much for your time. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you. If anyone listening to this wants to find out more either about the organization or about keeping tabs on what you're up to, what's the best way for them to do that?
For our company, you can go to www.rivium.com. So that's R-I-V-I-A-M. And for on LinkedIn, you can connect with me, which is CATOGOFFIN, Cato Goffin, or Cato Goffin, whichever you prefer.
You notice I've actually chickened out of saying your name, and I'm sorry about that, but definitely Cato. I've learnt it now. It's only taken 10 minutes, 11 minutes, but I've got there in the end. Thank you for your time. It's been really nice to chat to you, and enjoy the rest of your day here at Ashton Gate.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.